Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Key. How may I help you today?
Yeah, good afternoon. Who am I speaking with? What company?
This is a third-party customer service line. We service several different companies. If I'm able to pull up your account, I'll be able to assist you further. Could I get your zip code, sir?
60544.
60544?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
Steve Kantorski.
Thank you for that, sir. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
21055 West Aspen Lane, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544.
Yes, sir. So it's showing here you purchased our Icon Smart Fitness Watch.
I'm sorry?
You purchased the Icon Smart Fitness Watch?
Okay, and what company do you represent?
Icon, I-K-O-N.
You got anything to do with Best Choice Products?
That is one of our billing names, sir. You were charged the $59.95, which was the out-of-trial charge for the watch.
And what was that for? For that watch?
Yes, sir. That was the out-of-trial charge for the watch because you didn't cancel the trial.
And that was that Icon watch?
Yes, sir.
Icon watch? I think we've been had. All right. So it's $60 for the watch. And then there's a second charge on here for $5.95.
Yes, sir. That is the shipping cost of the watch. You initially paid $5.95. You didn't cancel the 14-day trial, so you were billed the one-time payment, the original cost of the watch.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
Yes, sir. I stated you paid $5.95, which was the shipping cost, to receive the watch. You were on a 14-day trial to try it out to see if you liked the watch. If you did not like it, you're supposed to call back in to cancel that trial, or you'll be billed the one-time payment, the original cost of the watch, which is the $59.95 charge.
Well, I don't like the watch. What do I do now?
Yes, sir. Well, since it is after the 14-day trial, there isn't anything that we can do.
Well, can I cancel it now?
No, sir. It is after the 14 days. You won't be charged anything else.
Well, this ain't what I understood from the bank when they sent me the info on this.
Yes, sir. Those terms and conditions were at the bottom of the advertisement and also when you confirmed the order.
I think I've been had. And that's terrible from a company like Chase.
Is there anything else
so
I can do for you today, sir?
You can't do anything for me.
No, sir. I won't be able to tamper with any of these charges. So I want to thank you for calling Customer Care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Is there anybody I can talk to that can help me?
No, sir. That charge went through back on May the 22nd. No one will be able to tamper with those charges.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.